Okay, girls, we prepared for this. Tied up to that tree is the biggest misogynist in all social media. Our number one enemy. We all know his content. He's a threat to all women. And today, he's going to pay for it. Time to wake him up, girls. Throw some water at his face. Hey, wake up. Yes, remember me. Yeah. Oh, shout all you want. No one is going to hear you. It's the middle of the night, and we are deep in the forest. Remember us? Yeah? The girls from the bar, just a few hours ago. We pretended that we didn't know you. But we do. Oh, yes, we do. We have all heard the stories about how you drug women and take advantage of them. Well, well. Look how the tables have turned. We brought you here because we're all sick and tired of the way that you treat women and of all your shit that you post on social media, influencing other men to treat us the same way. All of us here have suffered in some way because of you. Kate lost her job because of you. You doxed her online after she called out your bullshit. And she had to live with friends for 6 months. Alice, well, you actually threatened her with rape in one of your vile social media comments. And I was sexually assaulted by one of your fans, all because you incite violence against women. It's time for you to learn a lesson. So, no time to waste. Let's start, shall we? We've been preparing for this for a very long time. So, in March last year, you may recall, you posted a comment online, and I quote, "All women are weak and inferior to men. Women should not be allowed to compete in any sport. Women doing weightlifting, it's a fucking joke. As a man, I would lift as much as 3 women can in any contest." Strong words. Good news. Today, you'll be able to show your strength against 3 women. You're going to play a little game of tug and war against Alice, Kate, and me. Of course, we will untie your hands for this one, but your torso and legs will remain tied up to that tree. Confused? You see, there's an important difference between this game and a regular tug-of-war. In our version, the end of the rope will be attached to your testicles. Oh, that's right. So, you better be strong enough to hold on to that rope. Otherwise, it will be your balls against 3 women. But that will never happen, right? So, what do you say? Are you ready to prove your strength and show us all how inferior we are? What? What did you say? Oh, you heard him, girls. Even now he keeps calling us weak. Let's show this arsehole what happens when he underestimates us. Okay, let's get ready for the game. Alice, can you please remove his clothes and expose his balls? Stay still. Let Alice do her job. That's it. Well, 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 look at that. Who'd have thought? I've seen more than that on a Ken doll. Looks like Mr. Misogynist has a tiny dick after all. All right. Kate, can you tie his balls up with the rope, please? That's it. Nice and tight. Fuck yes, I am ready for this. Alice, you can untie his hands now so he can grab the rope. Everyone, get ready. Firm grip, ladies. On your marks, get set, pull. Come on, girls. Oh, that's it. That's it. Show him. Harder. Let's show this bastard what happens when he messes with us. Oh, he's losing. He's losing. Look. Look, he's losing. Oh, looks like the great misogynist isn't so tough after all. Oh, the rope is stretching his balls already. You incite violence against women, you piece of shit. And now it's time for you to suffer. Girls, keep pulling. His hands are shaking. Oh, he's trying so hard to hold on. But his balls are slowly being dragged away. Oh, would you look at that? Those nuts are all red and swollen. Oh, look at all that blood flow being restricted by the tension. Oh, is that all you have? Come on, show the girls how strong you really are. How much longer do you think you can hold on? Girls, come on my signal. Let's pull harder. I want to see those pathetic nuts stretched to their limit. Now, pull with everything you've got. Ugh, let's make this bastard squeal like a pig. Oh, face it, loser. You're not the big strong man you pretend to be online, are you? Oh, just look at those poor balls being dragged away. Ugh, all stretched out like purple grapes. Ah, shall we continue until we detach these fuckers from him? Sorry, what did you say? Are you begging us to stop? Oh, go on. We want to hear it. Louder. Beg us to stop. Oh, that's it. Okay, girls. I think that's enough. You can release the rope. Oh my, look at those testicles. All purple and deformed from our tugging. Now swollen to the size of plums. Not so strong now, huh? Well, that was just the start. Are you ready for what's next? Alice, retie his hands so we know he's not going anywhere. So, in the June of last year, you left a vile comment on Kate's karate demonstration video, and you said, "What the fuck is this? This is a fucking joke. Complete nonsense. Women can't throw punches and kicks. They are useless at any martial arts." So now, you'll have the opportunity to prove that you're right. You're going to love our next game. Girls, are you ready? This time, we're going to untie your legs. The game is very simple. Kate, our karate instructor, is going to give you 10 kicks. In the balls. If you move or close your legs, You lose. All you need to do is keep your legs open and let Kate throw her weak kicks at you. Should be an easy test for you. Women's kicks are weak, right? But what happens if you lose? Well, given what we know about you and the risk that you pose to society, we've decided that if you lose, the only logical thing to do is to castrate you. Now, if you win, of course, we will set you free. We promise. Shut up. You're in no position to tell us what we can and can't do. You've been all over social media with your misogynistic crap for years, hurting women left, right and centre, and now it is time for you to put your balls where your mouth is. Kate, are you ready? Remember, keep your legs apart and don't move. Show us how strong and manly you really are. Okay. Go. 1. 2. Ooh, Kate, no holding back. Come on, make this piece of shit regret every vile word he ever wrote. 3. Ouchie. 4. 5. Oh, that's only halfway. Oh, he's starting to crack. Full force, Kate. 6. 7. Oh, he's lost. Oh, that's it, girls. Oh, I guess women can throw a kick after all. Keeping quiet now. Now, none of us have done any castration before, but Kate found this step-by-step YouTube video on how to castrate a bull. It's basically the same process, right? Just your balls are way smaller, which makes it way easier. I hope you're ready for this, because it's going to hurt like hell. Now it says here, vets would usually put the bull to sleep before castration, but we thought it would be fun if you could listen, witness, and feel the whole thing. It should be quick. All I need is a sharp knife. Oh, and I have one right here. Now, we understand that losing his balls is quite a big thing for a man. Therefore, after discussing this between ourselves, we thought about giving you some sort of distraction during the procedure, if you will. Wouldn't it be generous of us to show you some female flesh while, well, you're being castrated? Would you like that? I'm going to take your silence as a yes. Girls, should we give him something to remember us by? His last moments of being a man will be him watching us girls, putting on a little show for him before we take away his most important assets. Alice, darling, would you be the honours and start us off? I'm sure our friend here would just love to see what's hiding under that tight little top of yours. Give him a little dance as he's stripped down, too. Look at those gorgeous, perky tits. Now you, Kate, why don't you take off those skin-tight jeans and give him a little peek at where he won't be stuffing his tiny dick into anymore? Oh, my. Look at his little dick getting hard. Are you enjoying the show? Alice, could you unzip my dress? And Kate, baby, start unbuttoning your top. Aren't you a lucky boy? Oh, I can see your eyes are glued to us. His cock is throbbing now. How adorable. I bet you would love to come, wouldn't you? Well, I hate to disappoint you, but that's not on the menu today. Yeah, enjoy this view while you can. Because those pretty little balls of yours are about to be history. Okay, I think that's enough. The last thing we want is for him to come. Are you ready for what's next? Good. Three naked women are about to castrate you. Now that's some primal shit. Girls, hold his legs. Time to put this sharp knife to use. So, first, a small incision on each sack. Okay. Now we just squeeze each ball out. Oh, look at that. Oh, the balls just pop out. Oh, look at these balls dangling outside his sack. Keep holding him, girls. Finally, just to pull on both balls and cut the cords. One. And two. In less than a minute. Excruciating, isn't it? Look at these balls on the floor, girls. Safe to say that Mr. Misogynist is no longer a man. Did that really hurt? He won't be harassing or assaulting any more women ever again. Kate, let's take a photo of him now. For his social media, you know. Make sure you also get his nuts on the floor. Let that be a lesson to all misogynists out there. Any man who thinks he can try and oppress or abuse women will face the same fate. Mess with women, and you'll lose your manhood. Just look at these tiny little raisins. How could something so tiny produce such nasty hormones and fuel such arrogance? These are so tiny compared to the bull's balls. They don't even compare. And yet, they produce this hatred and make men believe that they can treat women like shit. All right, girls. It's time for the spiked stiletto boots. Perfect for ball popping. They look really good on you, Kate. Alice, too. Come on, girls. Let's put them to some good use, shall we? Now, listen up. Before we crush your worthless balls to a pulp right before your eyes, we want you to take a good long look at them. That's right. Get a good look, asshole. This is the last time you're ever going to see your precious jewels. Ball crushing time, girls. Are we ready? Let's see how tough these tiny orbs really are. Let's see who can pop a ball first. Alice, you go first. Oh, a direct hit. Now you, Kate, go for it. Wow, nothing. These balls are surprisingly resilient. I think these tough little bastards are going to require a bit more than just stomping. I think we might need to use the pointy heels for a poke and pierce approach. My turn now. Okay, just need to angle it just right. Oh, almost. I can feel it starting to give. Okay, Kate, show us what you've got. Oh, well, I got it. Oh, yes, Kate. Kate, you did it. What a perfect shot. Now that's how you handle a misogynistic asshole. One ball left now. You know what's really ironic? That somehow these fragile, pathetic little balls could make you think that you're superior. Alice, you're up again. Oh, yes, what an incredible shot. We did it, girls. His balls are history. Finished. Done. All right, girls. One last thing to do. We did tell him that he was going to be putting his balls where his mouth is. We're just going to scoop this pulp off the floor. There we go. Open up. Oh, yes. How do you like that? Not so strong now, are you? All right, girls. It's time to go. We've got some celebrating to do. And the shots are on me. To us, and all the women out there, who won't be putting up with misogynistic bullshit anymore. Cheers.